Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers of this channel. Today we're going to talk about how thieves are becoming more and more privileged each and every day in our society. And a perfect example of this is the fact that two Lululemon employees called the police after being robbed, after their store was looted by criminals. And guess what? They were fired by Lululemon. They were deemed to be the ones in the wrong, not for the theft, but for reporting the theft. But before we get into that, I just want to say thank you to everybody who signed up over at actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
Thank you to my listeners on Spotify, Apple, and Google's podcasting platform. And without further ado, let's get into the video.
No. Seriously. Get out.
Two Georgia women say they were fired from their jobs at Lululemon after calling police to report this robbery, which one of them caught on camera.
So for my podcast listeners, what they just showed on the screen was three young black men stealing clothes from the high-end retailer called Lululemon. Now, these women are not physically trying to confront these thieves or anything like that. They're just telling them to get out as they're looting the store in broad daylight. And eventually after this, as you would do when you have footage of these thieves doing what they're doing, you would think the logical thing is to call the police. Now, I remember there was a video going viral of a woman at a Dollar General who actually chased down a thief and hit him with his car. And people were like, don't do that. Don't do vigilante justice. Don't do anything like that. Just call the police. Well, these women called the police. However, unfortunately, this led to them being fired.
Jennifer Ferguson and Rachel Rogers describing to NBC affiliate 11 Alive Atlanta the horrifying moments the merchandise at the Peachtree Corner store was stolen.
They swiped until they couldn't hold any more product and ran out the door.
We didn't really feel very protected or know what else to do.
Now, again, for my podcast listeners, we are dealing with two white women in this scenario. And I just want to point out that what we're actually seeing is the Karen policy being implemented by Lululemon. Because these are white women, because their store was looted, they have been fired for reporting the theft. And you could just imagine what you would feel like if you were smaller women in a store and these looters that often turn violent when confronted end up just coming and ransacking your whole entire place. And you would think, as a good employee, you would say, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm going to call the police. We got footage of them doing this, and hopefully this will lead to arrests. And by the way, this actually did lead to all three of these criminals getting arrested for this looting.
The women say they were fired from their jobs after they decided to call the police about the shoplifting, something they say they were told is against company policy. So what are they supposed to do instead?
You kind of clear a path for whatever they're going to do, and then after it's over, you scan a QR code.
Yeah. That's right. They were fired from their job for being the women there while this robbery took place and then calling the police on the robbers, because Lululemon has decided that you're supposed to clear a path and let these people steal, because apparently they have a divine right from the gods to become Aladdin.
Rogers, who says she's worked at the company for 5 years, claims that the store has been dealing with thefts for months, recalling another incident.
Someone sent me a picture of the front entrance table, and I was like, oh my gosh, we just sold all the product, good job. And they were like, no, someone just came in and stole everything.
But this was the first time she knows of someone at the store calling police, which local authorities confirm. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says three men have been charged with theft by shoplifting and theft by receiving stolen property from that incident. And they're currently in the Fayette County Jail.
Good, by the way. They should be charged, they should be convicted, and they should be sentenced to jail. On top of that, since Lululemon is a high-end clothing store, they should escalate the charges to felony level in order to deter this. Lululemon, as you heard in that segment, has been dealing with massive thefts over the past couple of months, and their policy of not call the police ever and no consequences ever for these violent thugs has not resulted in anything positive. On top of that, we talked about on this channel multiple different times how these mass thefts have led to massive store closures in this area. So you have an employee, one of which has been there for 5 years at the store, who is seeing her livelihood being stolen by these criminals, who is seeing the chances of this store closing in the future increase exponentially each and every day. So she decides to step up and Lululemon punishes her. They say she's in the wrong. They call her Karen because she didn't want to get her job taken away when this store closed down. It's absolutely absurd and insane. But again, these major corporations are all enabling the Black Lives Matter agenda that all these thieves and criminals and thugs have God-tier rights to steal from everybody because they know they're just going to close the store, but they're going to feel so good when their ESG score goes up.
And it's common practice for retailers to tell their employees not to intervene.
80% of retailers are experiencing violent incidents. One is to tell folks you should not be interfering or apprehending folks if you do not have the training.
Now they cut to some guy and he says, oh, you shouldn't be interfering and trying to apprehend these thieves, which by the way, these women did not try to do. But apparently you're also not allowed to call the cops. You're also not allowed to report it. You're just supposed to take it, even though this is completely and ridiculously absurd. American companies, American retailers have long gotten together and worked this problem out over the course of our history. A lot of them will actually share images of thieves because it is better overall to be cooperative between these companies rather than competitive, because if you catch a thief stealing from Lululemon, it's also going to be a thief that is not stealing from Nordstrom because they're already in jail. This is one of the reasons why old retail policy was actually to pay employees to testify against these shoplifters, because in the long run, disincentivizing shoplifting is far more valuable than the time wasted on any of these individual incidents. On top of that, this is Lululemon. So as I said, this is a lot of merchandise that's really expensive. This is the kind of place that charges over $100 for yoga pants. So they definitely should be going after these people. This is a great opportunity to get them off the streets. And I'm happy that they're in jail right now because of this thuggish robbery. However, this is going to be the policy going forward at this store and for many other companies to not even call the police, let the thieves run rampant. And then all of these people who are supporting these pro-looting policies are going to be complaining at these companies when they decide to close and they lose jobs and there's all this abandoned retail space and cities turn into blight and all that.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
And they're going to be like, oh, I have no idea why. I mean, we just legalized theft. It put the companies out of business. And now all of a sudden, we have all these abandoned storefronts. And of course, the neighborhood in general is much poorer. Tax receipts are down. People don't have as many jobs and crime gets worse. Again, we are seeing another circumstance where we're just allowing crime to drive poverty in the United States of America. And Lululemon is co-signing it.
And while a punishment after calling the police for shoplifting might be head-scratching to some, retail trade organizations say it might be more common than you think, because some stores have relationships with law enforcement and don't want to waste resources on petty crime.
They don't want to waste their time on what may be an entry-level shoplifting issue when they could be doing something else, because then they're not necessarily going to be as quick to respond the next time when they do need someone.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. This idea that, oh, we don't want to catch these thieves now in this moment because there could be another situation where these thieves actually shoot one of our employees and somehow the police won't respond to that situation. That doesn't make any sense. That's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. That is not a good or valid explanation. And again, the more you let these criminals back onto the streets, the more you let them steal, the greater chance that somebody else gets hurt. These are the kind of people who will hurt you for merchandise. They're blitzing in there. You think that if one of these women got in their way briefly, they wouldn't shove them to the ground? We've actually seen stories like a Home Depot power drill theft case where the guy shoved an 80 plus year old man. He ended up dying, and I'm guaranteeing you that that guy had a record of stealing before that should have been prosecuted. So yes, you absolutely should get these people off the street from the jump. This was a golden opportunity because they're all acting in concert. They're stealing likely well over $1,000 worth of merchandise, so you could escalate to a felony to get these people in prison, to get them off the streets. Because again, they're going and looting other stores over and over again, especially if it's policy to not even call the police on these criminals. So what this guy just said there about how, oh, their relationship with the police, it's totally made up. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And it definitely should not be policy. And Lululemon should absolutely be ashamed of themselves for the way that they treated their employees. You dedicate 5 years to the company and then you call the police because you're sick of this looting that happens time and time again in your store, and they fire you. They get mad at you. They come after you. Absolutely not.
Ferguson and Rogers say their actions led to their termination for vague reasoning.
They have a no tolerance policy.
They said because they have a zero tolerance policy.
We tried calling the store and reaching out to Lululemon's corporate offices and did not hear back. Both women now adjusting to their new lives after the April incident.
That was my sole income, so I did have to like file for unemployment and use all of my savings to pay for like my car payment.
It put us in a bit of a bind. My husband is self-employed, so we're trying to figure out insurance.
Now, I always talk about in a meta sense how these kind of thefts end up driving areas into poverty, but as you just heard, these women were significantly damaged by this, which they would have been had this store closed down in the future and they lost their job in that way. This woman had to blow her savings on her car payment. This woman lost her health insurance because, you know, they called the police on thieves. And honestly, Lululemon, what the hell is wrong with you siding with the thieves over your own employees, over your own people, further increasing the risk that they face in the future because you don't want to offend the sensibilities of the woke mob by actually holding people accountable for their theft? Absolutely disgusting in every possible way. And to be clear, there are certain policies about confronting thieves that end up creating liability issues. This ain't one of them. This is not something that is going to get the company in trouble. They just decided this, probably because they hired some idiot 20-year-old as the woke diversity officer who says that these people are just shoppers, underprivileged shoppers that are they can't afford to pay. And if we just help them out and let them loot over and over again, maybe they'll elevate themselves up to become good customers in the future. But in reality, in actuality, these are the kind of people that destroy societies. These are the kind of people that make life more difficult for all of us. They make things more expensive. They drive down property values, and they should be dealt with in the most severe terms that you can deal with them in terms of the criminal justice system. And we should not be firing people who follow all the basic rules to limit liability by not interfering with the robbery, but contact law enforcement to have these people arrested, which, by the way, they did. So they ended up recovering that merchandise for the store, and they got fired for their trouble.
All right, Stephen Romo joins us now in studio. Stephen, a lot of people are going to be confused by this, right? And again, I want to make it very clear, we reached out to Lululemon several times. Yeah. But I mean, it's not just petty theft, right? Because if it was one shirt, one pair of shorts, even though it's Lululemon, we're talking about armfuls of shirts, and those shirts are probably $100, $80 each, along with the pants that are $100 more. So we're talking about thousands of dollars worth of merchandise, and they're just supposed to just let it happen?
So like the broadcaster said, it is likely well over $1,000 in merchandise, so this would be a felony. felony. And of course, they go on to say that they didn't get anything from Lululemon, but it may be a violation of policy. And honestly, what I think I'm going to try to do is craft a tweet in order to go after Lululemon so we could put some pressure on them so these people can have their job back and Lululemon can stop catering to the thieves. They can stop privileging the people who are destroying our society over the people who are just trying to make it in our society. It's disgusting, ridiculous, absurd, and honestly, I'm just so frustrated with the fact that we continually let these thieves off over and over and over again, and then when somebody does something incredibly mild, and it ends up working and has the potential to create a deterrent effect, we end up with the company cracking down on them rather than doing what's right and pursuing the prosecution against those criminals.
Why would the crooks stop stealing if they know that nothing's going to happen?
I mean, even NBC News, where I got this segment, understands this. So the idea that Lululemon doesn't, or any of these major companies, is ridiculous and absurd. I think possibly they have a diversity inclusion officer that's like, honestly, oh man, these thieves, they're such good people. They're so kind, such Aladdins, so beautiful, so stunning, so brave. So they institute these kind of policies. And when they heard about this incident, they just decided to cut these people's heads off, cut them off at the knees, and make sure they can't earn any income. The only way you can earn income at Lululemon, apparently, is by looting all the inventory from Lululemon. But hey, those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like this video, show them by leaving a like. Subscribe for more content. Follow me on my social media. Support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about absolute insanity going on in the United States of America. Till next time.